The conference will now begin.
All right, here we go. Okay, are you ready? So we're going for a few minutes over here. So we're continuing now on page 149. We're talking about putting on clothing in the morning, specifically shoes. How putting on shoes in the morning is connected to tefillin, which is, what happened? You ready?
You're like in
and out. Oh, it could be that just when they move back, sometimes. You know, Wi-Fi, how it is. I look unclear? You with me? Ellie, call the phone number. Call the H phone number.
Yeah, this one's
been. Okay, call by. Anybody on the phone? About a minute.
Maybe Google muted themselves.
I couldn't. I think this officially set up that it couldn't be on. They should be able to talk right away. Ellie, there?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. Is anybody else on the phone? No. Okay, so Ellie, so we're going to have a charusa. Maybe we'll have to figure it. We'll have to change this situation here. But anyway. I would like to see what the finish is. All right, here we go.
You got to finish the book.
We got to finish the book. I know. And we'll make you come to age then.
Okay.
So we were talking about taking very high perceptions of other quotes. Ellie, someone's here, so I'm reviewing for a few minutes.
Okay.
And breaking it down to pieces in order that we can understand it. It's too high. It's too big. It's not possible to understand. You need to break it down. You need a tzaddik to do that for you. And what Nelson was telling us that when you do break things down into smaller pieces, you, although you have to, you become vulnerable. You become vulnerable. He calls it from the other kingdoms. It could be either philosophically, you might get attacked. You have this huge, massive puzzle, and now you have all these little pieces, and you're only holding the one piece at a time. So a lot of things can throw you off. You become overwhelmed by the vastness. You become bored. Each piece is boring. Other philosophies can be more exciting than this boring thing. There's a lot of things that can attack a person. He's talking about you need to connect to the tzaddik and connect to the Beis HaMikdash to allow the Urpanim of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in, which is, it means a little bit of a glimpse. And you're not living it with it like you could see the picture, but you could sense something's bigger over here, and it's worth it to goodbye to continue going. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants you to continue going. So he went through that a lot, and now he, I mean, Nelson, if you've ever learned the Kuti Alochas, have you learned the Kuti Alochas?
I've heard it.
A little bit here. So he takes these, it's like a yesod that we just mentioned from Menachem, and then he takes it like the Kaltar Kuv, even to getting dressed in the morning. The Alochas getting dressed. He's talking about putting your right shoe on and then your left shoe, tying your left shoe and then putting on your right shoe. That's what we do in the morning. And it's compared to tefillin, the Gemara says. So he said yesterday that we need to put on the right shoe first. He said the shoes, first of all, protect the feet. The feet is another way of saying the lowest part of the person, which is another way of saying the broken down pieces. So like I said, there's a big puzzle, and then the broken down piece, each piece. That is like the foot. Where it's the lowest part and it can be attacked. So you need something to protect it. That's the shoe. The shoe, right? The shoe protects the feet. So he didn't necessarily say, I don't think Ellie, he said exactly what a shoe is, but he said that it goes on the right shoe first because the right side is always the Inyan of Chesed. And we explained that Chesed is an Inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to build. We talked about it before. But Hashem, even though he's giving you like a 500,000 piece puzzle, you know, that can take you your whole life to figure out, but he wants you to build one by one. He does not want you to become overwhelmed and stressed out and have anxiety and become bored or overwhelmed or taken by something else that's more saying. No, he wants you to know that to make a king in life, you need to build. And sometimes it's slow and sometimes it's hard, whether it's physically, a person working out. It takes time. spiritual also takes even more time. It's even harder to see sometimes. And that's why the Torah of Menachem is saying you need a big tzaddik to help you out. Very, very big tzaddik who can break the pieces down and hold your hand along the way as he gives you, you know, enough encouragement as you build. So you put the right shoe on first to protect. How do you protect yourself, right, from the other, with the right shoe first, which is Inyan of Chesed. Now, Ellie, we're going to go to the third paragraph here of Al-Kain. We'll just get to the last line here. The Al-Kain, Tzrichin, Linol, Shein, Mitzchila, wear the right shoe first. Ki Iker, Bechini, Kimin, Shu Chesed. The Iker is the right side, which is Chesed, to build. Shai, Deizeh, Kotsin, Asamehen, Yibon, Asa. You cut yourself away from the other side of Tzitra Achar, trying to pull you to the bad side, and you rather, instead of going to the fancy casinos on the strip, which are already built and already have a lot of lights, you're going to go and you're going to build your own shul. You're going to go build brick by brick. You'd rather do that, even though what's more exciting? Let's go to the casino. But if you understand that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to build, and you understand that the chef of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming from the right side, even though it's 500,000 pieces and take a long time to build, you're willing to go to that side.
Even if you don't complete it.
Even if you don't necessarily. Yeah, it's not about completing. It's not about completing. It's about the build. It's about the process. So that's the right, that's the first act of protection. Ellie, you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, the Al-Kain, the Kshira, but then when you tie your shoes, small tefillah. You tie the left shoe first. Right, left, right. So why are you doing that? Why not tie the right shoe first? So the Gemara says it's promotes filling, shakosha shayad is not tefillah. Just like there's a chiddush by tefillah you mentioned yesterday, you put the tefillah on your left arm. It's a chiddush. You should put the tefillah on the right arm. However, we give precedence to the left arm, just like you tie the tefillin on the left arm first, therefore you tie the left shoe first. Zemachmas, why is that? Because you efshar the kabel hachesed. You can't really be makabel chesed. Listen to this. You can't really chap that you are receiving chesed from Hashem, that the 500,000 pieces is to build. You can't really chap that for real. Kim ayidei tachacha, rebuke. You need which is the left side thing, the din, the gvurus, musr. Kemosh kasa sham, ayin sham, like Rabbi Nachman says. The tochecha, who bechinas gvurus, rebuke is gvura, bechinas smo, which is the left side. What does that mean? If I would tell you, look, listen, guys, I have a 500,000 piece puzzle. It's massive, 500,000 pieces. It's good for you, build it. How many people are gonna believe me? Honestly, how many people are gonna believe me? You crazy? What am I gonna get out of this? What's the point? I should learn Gemara every day. I don't know what it's talking about. No, don't worry. In 500,000 days, you'll make something of yourself. Guys, like, take a hike, forget about it. So, in order to make his mind, which is crooked, he's wrong, but he's being honest. Right, I don't believe it. To straighten him out, to wake him up, what do you need? You slap him in the face. You got to shake him up. That's tochacha. That's rebuke. That's the shofar blow. Wake him up. You got to knock him around, knock some sense into him to prove to him, which you got to rough him up a little bit. You know, your whole mahalas time is wrong. Why are you only caring about the bottom line? Why are you only caring about the big picture, the fancy lights? You don't understand life. Let me teach you life. So you gotta punch him in the nose a few times. Give him a little musa, a little tochacha. That will wake him up, straighten him out. Like Rabbi Nachman uses from the Gemara, that lightning, thunder was created by Kodesh Baruch Hu, davka, to straighten the crooked heart. To scare them into yashas. Rabbi Nachman quotes that from the Gemara. He does it also. So that's the same thing over here. Before you can really appreciate that the Iker Inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chesed, and it doesn't look like that, it's very difficult. There's many pieces over here. You need that rebuke. You need that straightening out. That's why the Torah says you put the tefillah on the left arm because it's Yad Cha, Yud Dalet Chav He, Yad Keah, the weak arm. Yad Keah. Yad Keah is like Machet Panah, which means make someone's face pale. How do you make someone's face pale, not embarrassing him, that's usher, but by giving him tovacho, rebuking him. He says, whoa, he's shocked. He's a little shocked. Like, oh, I was thinking A, it's really B. So you need that. Kamo, the next page. His children, unfortunately, were not doing things that were appropriate. Shloho chich hazbanach, and he did not rebuke them. The pasuk is below chich hazbanach. He did not make them pale. He did not give them rebuke. So we tie the left, the right shoe is first, because the ikar is chesed. You can only really get to the chesed through the left side. The left arm, the tefillin, the tying the left shoe first. And you put on the right shoe first, which is the ikar, and you can never really tie the right shoe properly until you tie the left shoe. That's the left shoe, the left side, the gevura, which is the tochacha, which wakes a person up and opens them up to emes, and then you can appreciate the chesed of kadosh. And that will conclude for today. Ellie, wish most.
Bye.